This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. As the Republican National Convention begins in Milwaukee, a federal judge in Florida has given former President Donald Trump a political gift. She threw out his classified documents case. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Trump's lawyers had asked Judge Eileen Cannon to throw out the case, arguing special counsel Jack Smith was illegally appointed. Cannon, a Trump appointee, agreed. It's a stunning and abrupt end to a prosecution that had been seen from the start as the most perilous of all the legal threats Trump faced. Since the attempted killing of the ex-president, some Republicans have blamed President Biden and demanded prosecutors drop all four criminal cases against Trump, including one in which he's been convicted. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is trying to find out more about the 20-year-old nursing home worker, Thomas Matthew Crooks, who attempted to assassinate the former president. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate.
Text and phone call detail information that thus far has not revealed anything with regard to motive or the involvement or knowledge of anyone else.
Crooks used an AR-style rifle authorities say they believe was purchased by his father. The roof where he was found about 160 yards from where Trump was speaking before he reported a bullet pierced his ear. High school classmates say Crooks was rejected by the rifle team for being a bad shot. Jason Kohler went to the same school and says Crooks was a loner.
He was bullied. Sat alone at lunch.
Records show Crooks was a registered Republican, but they also show he gave $15 to a progressive PAC. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, Monday described Israel's massive airstrike over the weekend in Gaza as unbearable and unacceptable. Israel said it targeted Hamas's shadowy military commander, Mohammed Deif, in an airstrike Saturday in the crowded southern Gaza Strip that killed at least 90 people. Speaking in Brussels at a joint news conference with Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, who was in Brussels to attend the 15th EU-Jordan Council meeting, Borrell said the continued death of civilians in Gaza must stop.
The massive bombing with heavy death toll in Mawazi refugee camp on Saturday. It's unbearable and unacceptable. The constant rise of the number of civilian casualties, as I said, is unbearable and underlines the urgency of establishing a ceasefire.
Voters went to the polls in the Central African nation of Rwanda Monday for legislative and presidential elections, where President Paul Kagame was expected to easily win a fourth term in office. Reuters correspondent David Boyle reports.
The 66-year-old, who helped lead the rebel movement that ended Rwanda's 1994 genocide, has held the presidency for nearly a quarter of a century. He won the last election in 2017 with a reported 99% of the vote. That was also after a constitutional change removed term limits that would have prevented him from standing again. Kagame is credited with transforming Rwanda into a thriving economy. He has, however, also faced accusations from rights activists and Western nations of muzzling the media, stifling opposition, and backing rebel groups in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Rwanda's government has denied all the accusations against it. While campaigning, Kagame promised continued development and stability.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. From oppressive heat to flash flooding, the United States is seeing examples of extreme weather from coast to coast. As Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Parts of the Midwest may see thunderstorms, flash flooding, hail, and gusty winds today. There may be an isolated tornado or two in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Thunderstorms are in the forecast across the Northeast, and the heat. Some places will challenge all-time records. In the Southeast, very warm and humid, and the miserable heat wave is continuing along the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast coast. The temperature could hit 100 degrees in Washington, D.C. today, 107 in Las Vegas. I'm Rita Foley.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.